Okay, good morning and welcome to the second day of orientation week. So we'll start with the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, now at 10. And please remember that today, starting 1 p.m., you will have your departmental specific orientation meetings. So please check the time and the place for that. Thank you, and I will now give the floor to...
All right, I'm going to start now. All right, welcome to the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. All right, what we offer, language studies for all university students. You have the possibility to study 9 languages. Here's the list, so feel free to pick as many as you want. All right, for the English courses, which I'm going to focus on, and then we're also going to focus on the Finnish courses. All right, pretty much support various departments, so we work with the departments. A lot of this will be focusing on academic and professional communication, which pretty much we could teach you how to read an academic article quickly and efficiently, and how to give a professional presentation. All right, the typical courses, interdisciplinary, typical sizes are 12 to 30, most often about 15. And you must attend all the classes. All right, for the English group, we recommend these 4 courses. XEN0095 and XEN0096 are pretty much very similar. One, you'll be working more in groups, and the other one, you'll be working more in teams. All right, and for me, the courses are actually very similar. The only difference is pretty much your confidence and your ability to use English. All right, so if you're more confident, take 9.6. If you don't feel as confident, take 9.5. Also, if you need help with your academic writing, we also offer 2 courses as well. Plus, we have a lot of elective courses. I'm not going to give you the long list, but if you go to our MOVI site, hit elective courses, you can choose, I think, about 10 or 15 other courses as well. And please register in Sisu. All right, tips, sign up like today, now, because classes start next week. If you are unsure about your English level, I will send these slides to you later and you can actually check it. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes. It's okay, pretty accurate. Check the target group to make sure you can actually register for these courses. Also, check your learning agreements, because if you don't take the courses you need, you'll not graduate on time. So make sure you check those. And definitely come to the first class, because that's how we determine if you actually will, well, if we run the course and if we need extra courses as well. All right, now for Finnish.
Kiitos, Aaron.
Oh, yes.
Hei. Tervetuloa Jyväskylään, Suomeen ja Suomen kursseille. Did you understand me? So, welcome to Jyväskylä and to our Finnish courses at the MOVI. Before I tell a little bit more about our courses and Finnish learning, let's have a little lesson. How to introduce yourself? Moi, Johanna.
Essi, moi.
Moi. So, please, you can try that now with your neighbor. Okay, so I wanted to show you that here in Finland, if you learn and when you learn Finnish, you are able to learn it in the environment where you can hear it, see it, listen to it, speak it every day when you are staying here. So that's a great opportunity for you. However, I of course understand that you have many interests here when you are staying in Jyväskylä, so you might be thinking, should I learn Finnish? We have some motivation for you, maybe. Might happen. You never know. So, when you are thinking about should I take a Finnish course or not, you can think about these questions. Are you interested in learning the language, but also something about the culture, because they are really intertwined, and when you are learning Finnish language, you are also learning cultural aspects at the same time. In many situations, especially at the university, you will survive in English, I admit that. But when you go outside the university campus, there might be some people who don't speak English so well, or at all even. So it is nice to know at least something in Finnish. Also, it might give you a feeling of belonging more if you are able to, for instance, buy your cup of coffee or tea in Finnish, or greet the cashier at your grocery store in Finnish. And then, you never know in life. You might think now that, okay, I'm going to stay here 5 months, and then bye-bye Jyväskylä forever. But I have heard many stories when people come back, maybe not next year, but then in 2 years, 5 years, and they might stay here forever. So you can also consider that one aspect. Okay, so what kind of courses do we offer? You can find all the courses, so our course offer on the webpage, Finnish as a Second Language. Here, when you scroll, you see courses. Hey. You have here the list of all the courses we are offering and course descriptions, so you can take a look at this and think what would be good for me. Maybe not more about that now, but may I ask you, those of you who are total beginners, who didn't learn Finnish before this, raise your hand, please. Okay, most of you, I would think. And for you, I think there is the decision between Finnish 1 and survival Finnish. If you are a degree student, so if you are going to stay here longer, your only option would be Suomi Yksi, so Finnish 1. So in that case, survival Finnish is not for you. However, if you are exchange student, you can think about survival Finnish or Suomi Yksi, Finnish 1. The main difference is that survival Finnish would, it's really short course, and it would offer you really, really basics to understand something around you. Whereas in Suomi Yksi, you of course learn also the basics, but you learn also more, you also learn to use the language yourself, and in that course we also analyze the language. Here on our webpage, you can take a look at this survival Finnish or Finnish 1 and think about which of these would suit you better. Did I forget something here? Osaatko jo suomea? Nosta käsi, jos osaat jo suomea. Okay. So if you didn't understand me, that's okay, because that was for those who already learned some Finnish. So I continue now a little bit in Finnish and then I get back to English. Jos osaat suomea ja mietit Suomi 3, Suomi 4, sano vaan 2, kirjoituskurssi. Katso, mitä kursseja on. Katso kurssikuvaukset. Ja maanantaina ensi viikolla on infotilaisuus kello 14.15 oppiolla. Tervetuloa. So that was for those who already learned some Finnish. And now I continue in English for everybody. In addition to our courses, we also have Each One Teach One program. It is kind of instructed tandem learning program where you are learning each other's mother tongue and cultural aspect with somebody, with another student, so it's in pairs. This is a nice opportunity if your schedule is really tight, but you still want to learn some language a little bit, and you find a person whose mother tongue you would like to learn a little bit, and who is willing to learn your mother tongue. So on this web page, Each One Teach One, you can find all the information about this program. You can log in here with your university password, and as said here, you submit your study plan also on that web page. So that is also one opportunity. Some practical information, and at this point I want you to also learn to know the other Finnish teachers, not all of them, but some of them. Eli mä olen Johanna, mä opetan Suomi 3 ja kirjoituskurssia ja sano vaan 1 kurssia. So my courses are writing course, Finnish 3 and conversation course.
Moi, mun nimi on Anniina. My name is Anniina. Mä opetan Suomi 1, Survival Finnish ja tekstejä suomeksi 1 kursseja. So my courses are Finnish 1, Survival Finnish and texts in Finnish 1.
Hei, olen Alma ja opetan Survival Finnish kurssia. Hi, my name is Alma and I'm teaching Survival Finnish.
Moi kaikki. Hello everyone. Mun nimi on Roosa ja mä opetan Survival Finnish kurssia, Suomi 1 ja Suomi 4 kurssia Essin kanssa. So I'm teaching Survival Finnish, Finnish 1 and then Finnish 4 with Essi.
Moi. Mä oon Essi ja mä opetan Suomi 2 kurssia ja Suomi 4 kurssia Roosan kanssa. So hi, I'm Essi and I'm teaching Suomi 2 and Suomi 4, Suomi 4 with Roosa.
Kiitos.
And to those of you who are interested in participating to Finnish 4, Suomi 4, jos tulet Suomi 4-kurssille, paperissa lukee, että se alkaa ensi viikolla, mutta se alkaa vasta 2 viikon päästä, eli viikkoa myöhemmin. Sisussa on oikeat päivät.
Okay, so now you already got some idea about our courses. You can find all the timetables of our Finnish courses in Sisu and also in that little leaflet that Anniina and Essi will now give you. I hope we have enough of them. We didn't know exactly how many of you would come. So please, if you are not interested in Finnish courses at all, you don't probably need this, but if you are interested, feel free to take a leaflet. Like Aaron already told you, remember to register for the courses in Sisu. I don't know if you already have your passwords, but as soon as you will get them, please go to Sisu and register there. And I'm still referring to Aaron. He mentioned that it's important to come to the first meeting of the course, so that we know that you want to attend the course. It might be that the course is already full, but you still can register in Sisu and come to the first meeting. It is very often possible that you still have a seat in the course, even though it seems to be full. Does everybody now have the leaflet? Who is willing to have one? Did you already get the leaflet? Oh, okay. So, I think we are ahead of time. If you have some questions now, you can ask. Or if you want to ask afterwards, we are going to stay some time outside this room, so you can also come there and ask. But if somebody has a question now, we try to answer that too. Okay. Survival Finnish. Yeah. Really good question, yeah. So the question was, how much shorter is Survival Finnish course comparing to Suomi 1? It is quite a lot shorter. Survival Finnish course is 24 hours, whereas Suomi 1 is 70 hours. So Suomi 1, Finnish 1, is the whole term, but Survival Finnish is about 2 months. Or 1 month and a half. Yeah. Other questions? Ole hyvä. Yeah. Okay. So the question was, If you already have learned some Finnish, not very much, but some, so you know something, how do you kind of find your suitable course for you? That's a tricky question. And I think the best option is to try two courses. So if you have learned something, I wouldn't recommend Survival Finnish. I would say that Suomi 1 or Suomi 2 would be your option if you have learned some. So it is sometimes a little bit tricky to know if you have learned something, but then you just have to try between two courses and see which of them is suitable for you.
I can also answer that dialing thing that I showed earlier, that actually has a bunch of different languages, and you can kind of run through that as well, and that kind of will help you.
Kiitos. That was a good piece of advice. So here, courses. For instance, Finnish 1 and then Finnish 2. If you compare the descriptions and if you read what it means, level 1, level 2 course, then it might be easier for you to decide. But you can also go both courses and try. Other questions? Okay. I know from experience and also from previous students that it is motivating, it's rewarding to learn the language of your environment. It is also fun many times. But of course, it's not always easy. Every time when you are learning something new, you also have to work for that. And in this case, if you really want to learn the language, to use it, it's important to put it into use from the beginning. Even though you don't know a lot, you still can put it into use in really small daily situations. To use the greetings, kiitos, that kind of things, from the beginning. So it is fun, it is motivating, but as always in learning, you have to also be prepared to work for that, like in life, always. But welcome, tervetuloa, welcome to our courses. We hope to see as many of you as possible. Kiitos.